Today is November 11th, 2018. 100 years ago, on November 11th, at 11 o'clock, World War I ended. It was called the War of All Wars. Today, we stand here on the 11th month, the 11th day, at the 11th hour. 100 years later, and we celebrate Veterans Day. Back in 1918, it was proclaimed Armistice Day, and then after World War II, the Second War ended, and the name was changed to Veterans Day, and so today we pay tribute to all our veterans who fought and served in our United States military so that we could enjoy the freedom that we have here today. And our veterans are deserving of honor because a veteran is committed to the cause of freedom. A veteran is committed to the love of our country. Veterans are some of the most patriotic, most loyal, and most committed Americans that this country has. Our veterans gave up the safety and security of their own homes. They left behind family, friends, and personal pursuit. Some suffered the loss of sight. Some had their bodies permanently disabled and scarred. Many sacrificed their lives. And for this great cost that they have paid, our veterans are deserving of our honor today. I want us to see today that Jesus honored the faith of a military man, a Roman centurion. We find a story here in Luke chapter 7 and verses 1 through 10. We also find the same story in Matthew chapter 8, but we're going to stay in this passage here in Luke chapter 7. And we're going to see how our Lord and Savior honored this man. Let's read Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10 together. It says, "Now when he had ended all his sayings in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum. And a certain centurion's servant, who was dear unto him, was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loveth our nation, and he hath built us a synagogue. Then Jesus went with them, and when he was not now far from the house, the centurion sent friends to him, saying unto him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but say a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am set under authority, having under me soldiers, and I say to one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turned him about, and said unto the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. They that were sent, returning to the house, found the servant whole that had been sick." Let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you once again for who you are. I'm so thankful, dear Heavenly Father, that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. Jesus Christ sacrificed his own life so that we could have freedom from our sin and have an eternal home in heaven. And Father, we are eternally grateful. And Father, we look forward to that day when we will forever be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in a place called heaven, where there won't be any more fighting, there won't be any more death, there won't be any more sickness, there won't be any more sin. Father, we love you and thank you for all that you've done for us. And I pray, Father, you'd help us to serve you and to honor you and to worship you today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to first notice this military man gave honor to Christ. We see in verse 2, it says, "And a certain centurion's servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die." And it says, "And when he heard of Jesus, he sent unto him the elders of the Jews." Listen, this man heard about Jesus. By the way, if you were alive when Jesus was alive, and you were anywhere close to the area that he would have been in, you would have no doubt heard about this miraculous, miracle-working man who was the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he did a lot of miracles. And so this centurion servant, which was a military officer of the Roman army, and a centurion would have been one who would have commanded at least 100 men. And it says, when he heard of Jesus, in verse 6, he said, "I'm not worthy that thou should enter under my roof." I mean, here's a man who has authority, but yet he didn't see himself as worthy to even go to see the Lord Jesus Christ or to have the Lord Jesus Christ come under his roof. He honored the Lord Jesus Christ. He saw a higher authority than he himself. Every time a centurion is mentioned in the New Testament, it always seems to be in a favorable way. When Jesus died on the cross, it was the centurion who said, listen to this, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." I hope if you're here today, you see that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God. The first Gentile convert mentioned by name in the Scriptures was a centurion by the name of Cornelius. And in Acts chapter 27, when Paul was on a ship and the ship wrecked, it was the centurion that kept the soldiers from killing the prisoners because he wanted to save the Apostle Paul. He wanted to save him alive. In our Scripture today, we meet a centurion who looked at it a very positive way. We learn of this centurion, he had sought Jesus because he heard about him. I hope everybody in the audience here today has at least at some point, sometime heard about the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there are people that have never heard the name Jesus Christ. But if you're here in America, because of our military veterans and because of our men and women who served in the armed forces so that we have freedom, we enjoy the privilege of hearing the gospel over and over and over again. In fact, you can turn on just about any Christian station. I wouldn't recommend any Christian station, but you can hear the gospel over the airwaves. You can hear it on TV. It's on the internet. And we have all those things because of the great freedom that we have today. And I hope if you're here that you've heard that Jesus Christ truly is the Son of God, as this centurion did. We find here in this story that this man had a servant. And in Matthew chapter 8, the word servant can mean child. Possibly this young servant, if you will, was so loved by this centurion, he loved him as one of his own sons. This courageous, tough, rugged military officer had love and compassion for his suffering servant. Do you realize, men and women, boys and girls today, that many military men who serve in our United States Army and Marines and Navy and Air Force and so forth, their commanding officers, many of them would lay down their life for their soldiers. And some have. And I've heard the stories of some that already have done that. Here we have a man who loved this servant that served underneath him. And he asked the Lord Jesus Christ to heal him. We see by faith this centurion had sought Jesus' help. You know, that's the way, you know, we all need help, don't we? We need the help of God, and by faith we need to seek God, and we need to seek Him in His Word so that we can have His help, His grace. In fact, in Hebrews chapter 11, it says that we are to come boldly to the throne of grace that we might obtain grace and mercy and help in a time of need. And this man sought Jesus Christ. He had faith in him. By faith, the centurion humbly honored Christ as his superior authority. Listen, you know, we in this country, the Bible says, God says we're to obey God rather than man. You know, that's the one we need to obey. He's the highest authority. We need to obey him by faith. By faith, this military man recognized his unworthiness to have the sinless Christ come into his own home. Do you realize, folks, today, how unworthy you and I are to have salvation? You see, if we got what we deserved, we'd be in a Christless eternity forever and ever in a place called hell. But God so loved you and me that he sent his one and only Son to sacrifice himself so that we could have eternal life in Jesus Christ. And by faith, we need to realize we're unworthy. This military man gave honor to Jesus Christ. Next, I want us to see that Christ gave honor to this centurion. We see in verses 9 and 10, two things here. Verse 9, it says, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him. Do you realize there are only two times in the New Testament where we are told that Jesus marveled? This is one of them. Jesus marveled at the faith of this man. There's one other time when Jesus marveled. It's found in Mark 6:6, and it says Jesus marveled. You know what he marveled about? The people's unbelief. He had done many mighty miracles and wonders in that place that he was, and yet he marveled that they didn't believe. Listen, which do you want to be today? Do you want Jesus Christ, the God of heaven, to marvel because of your great faith or because of your great disbelief? You see, Jesus Christ honored this man's faith because this man had great faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He said this, just speak a word. Just one word. What faith? Jesus said, I've never seen faith like this, no, not in all of Israel. He had performed miracles in their towns and villages. He's taught in their synagogues, and yet there were people who rejected Jesus Christ, and Jesus marveled at that. You know, I would say even today, Jesus marvels at the people who reject him. I marvel sometimes. How can anybody reject a loving Savior who died in their place? Many are willingly ignorant. They push Jesus Christ away. They don't want him in their life. Why don't they want him in their life? The Bible says because their deeds are evil. They love darkness rather than light. True faith honors Christ. And Jesus Christ honors true faith. Just speak a word, he said. True faith is taking Christ at his word. Listen. This is the Word of God. And you and I need to believe every single word of it. True faith says, this is God speaking to me. This is His Word, and I will obey it. Can we be like our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and He said, I do always those things which please the Father? Or are we like so many, including myself sometimes, I please myself instead of pleasing my Heavenly Father. True faith honors Christ, and Christ honors true faith. In John chapter 12, verse 48, it says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. Listen, many people have heard of Jesus Christ. Many people have heard of His Word, but they've rejected it. And one day, you'll be judged out of this book right here. Don't you think you better know what's in here? Don't you think you better put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ? Jesus cannot lie. He's God. And what He says will happen is going to happen. If you reject Jesus Christ, you will send yourself to a Christless eternity. And oh, I wish I could tell you it's only but for a moment. But you see, just as heaven is eternal, the lake of fire and hell is eternal. Think about that, folks. Eternal pain. Eternal torment. Eternal darkness. Wouldn't you rather have eternal blessing, eternal joy? You can have it if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. How many times do we fail to simply take Christ at His word? Even us as Christians. You know, we had that, I remember years ago hearing this, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not, does it? What God says is true. God says, let God be true and every man a liar. Jesus said, call unto me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Listen, do we pray? Do we call upon the Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus says, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's not very much, is it? Wow. Jesus marveled at this man's faith. Does he marvel at our faith? Do we have faith as a grain of mustard seed? Many times Jesus had to rebuke people and say, he even rebuked his disciples, his apostles, and said, how is it, O ye a little faith? Or how is it you have no faith? The time he was in the ship, they were in the boat and the storm came and he said, how is it you have no faith? They were fearful. Listen, we don't need to fear. God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? The Bible says. Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take no thought therefore for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. How often do we worry? We worry about tomorrow. We worry about what ifs. Jesus says, seek ye first. You do my business and I'll take care of you. All these things will be added unto you and nothing to worry about. Just trust me. Have faith in me. Look at this incredible faith of this military man. He told Jesus, just speak a word and my servant will be healed. But not only did Jesus honor him for his faith, Jesus healed his suffering servant. We find that in verse 10. It says, and they that were sent returning to the house found the servant whole that had been sick. Jesus didn't even have to enter the house, did he? Jesus had that kind of power, and he has that kind of power today. Listen, he lives within our heart in the Holy Spirit, but he's also in heaven. And all we have to do is say, Lord, I believe. Just speak a word. And it'll be done. This man had great faith. Jesus is telling the centurion, because you believe that I have authority from my heavenly Father, and because you have trusted that I can simply speak a word, your servant will be healed. True faith sees the invisible. True faith sees the impossible. And true faith receives the incredible. Isn't it incredible? You know, we can't see heaven, can we? But we can see it with the eyes of faith. I don't know what it's all going to be like, but I know it's going to be great. Because you know what? This world is pretty miraculous. You and I are pretty miraculous, aren't we? Not in that we're something great, but God made us and we've got eyes to see that can focus instantly. I can focus on my paper up here and I can look out back there and see the folks in the back and my eyes instantly focus. Just like that, we are wonderfully, fearfully, and wonderfully made. Think what heaven's going to be like. True faith receives the incredible. I wanted to be short on purpose today. I didn't know how long all the preliminaries and so forth were going. Let me conclude with this. It's because of the veteran and because of God's grace that we are given this freedom that we enjoy today. You see, God shed His grace on us. God used our men and women. You know what? If it weren't for the men and women that served in our country, there may not be an America today. But we're here today because of God's grace. And because of men and women like you who served in our military. Today we honor our veterans, but we worship Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who sacrificed His life so that we could have eternal life. Isn't that amazing? Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? He loves you and died for you in your place. And if you reject Him, there's going to be a time when it's too late, and He'll have to say, "Depart from me, for I never knew you." But He wants to know you. He wants to be your Heavenly Father. He wants to be your Savior. How about it? Do you believe the Word of God today? Listen to what John 8:36 says. "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." You know, we have the freedom to worship, but because of the Son of God, we have the freedom from sin. Freedom from death. Yes, we'll die, but to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with Him. In fact, the Bible doesn't call it death, does it? He calls it sleep. And one day the trumpet will sound, the dead in Christ will rise first, and then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up with them, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad that I have the freedom to stand behind this pulpit today. But I'm glad to say, because of Jesus Christ, I'm free from sin. Not free to sin, but I'm free from sin. And sin has no more dominion over me. And there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. John 3, verse 16. Listen to these words. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world." He didn't come for that reason. To condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He wants the whole world saved. He wants everybody saved. "He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Listen, we just need to turn away from our sins. We're not going to be sinless, but if we just admit, like I did some many years ago of reading a gospel tract, I knew I was a sinner. And I read that Jesus Christ died in my place. And that all I needed to do is put my faith and trust in Him, and I would have eternal life. And that night, I prayed and asked God to forgive me of my sins and for Jesus Christ to come into my life and be my personal Savior. And from that day, God did a miracle. Listen, I shouldn't be behind this pulpit today. If I would have got what I deserved, I'd been long gone. In fact, I can tell you that not all of my Christian life I was an angel, that's for sure, and I'm still not. But even after I got saved, I did some wrong things. And it's by God's grace and a miracle that I'm here today, let me tell you. He said in Isaiah 53:6, "All we like sheep have gone astray, every one of us. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord," that's capital L-O-R-D, that means God, "hath laid on Him," the Lord Jesus Christ, "the iniquity of us all." Jesus Christ, He who knew no sin, became sin for us, so that we might have the righteousness of God in Him. "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." And then in Romans 10:8 it says, "But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart." That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Listen, that's all you have to do. Just call out. Call out for the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. Realizing you've sinned, just call on him. And here's what it says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Listen, I don't know who's here today. I know most people, but I don't know everybody. Today we honor our veterans, but today we worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins. Listen, many of our military have died so that we could have freedom. But only Jesus' Son could die so that we could have freedom and an eternal home in heaven. Have you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Have you put your trust in him? All that have done that, would you please raise your hand? You put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're not ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You may put them down. Listen, we don't want to embarrass anybody, but I'd love to talk to anybody who's not put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ who would like to today. Listen, it's not difficult. God didn't make it hard. All you have to do is admit you've sinned and you deserve death. You deserve punishment. But God didn't come to condemn you. He came to save you. The Lord Jesus Christ came to save you. All you have to do is put your faith in him. The Bible says, all that come unto him, he will in no wise cast out. He'll receive anyone who comes to him in true faith. If you're here today and you've not trusted Jesus Christ, is anybody like that would like for me to at least pray for them? My prayer won't save you, but I can pray that God would continue to work in your heart and in your life. Anybody at all? Raise your hand. You have not put your faith in Jesus Christ. If you